your Bible to Luke chapter 9, verse 51 to 62.
请大家翻开路加福音第九章第五十一到六十二节。路加福音第九章五十一到六十二节。
A sermon proposition is all of us have been called by Jesus Christ to become His disciples.
今天早上我们的主题就是说到，我们每一个人都是被耶稣呼召成为他的门徒。
The theme, a disciple must allow Jesus to transform all areas of their life.
主题呢，就是说到作为他的门徒的时候，我们要让耶稣改变我们生活的每一方面。
The word disciple has a common meaning in the Old Testament Hebrew.
这个字门徒或者使徒这个字在旧约里面希伯来文有一个意义。
It means pupil or student.
一个共同的意义，意思就是说到学生。
These are people who sat at the feet of their master and learned from them.
门徒或者使徒或者学生都是坐在他的那老师的脚下，然后在那里学习。
So in the Old Testament, there were Moses disciples, there were priest disciples, prophet disciples.
所以呢，在旧约的时候有摩西也有他的门徒，祭司他们也有他们的门徒，先知也有门徒。
In the New Testament Greek, it means learner, which has the same meaning as the Old Testament Hebrew.
在新约里面呢，用那个希腊文，这个门徒这个字意思就是说学者，也是跟门徒、使徒的意思一样。
This meaning of learner is mentioned 250 times in the Gospel and the Book of Acts.
这个字使徒或者学生这个字在新约里面提到有260次那么多。
There were Pharisees and scribe disciples. John the Baptist had disciples. The Apostle Paul has disciples. And Jesus had disciples.And their disciples had disciples too.
这是在法利赛人他们也有他们的门徒。新约里面施洗约翰也有他的门徒，保罗也有他的门徒，耶稣也有他的门徒。那么那些门徒也有门徒。
These disciples in the early church passed down to us the teaching of Jesus.
早期教会的这些门徒，让他们所有的教训都传给我们。
Jesus had the most number of people who became his disciple, not only the 12 men called 12 apostles, but in the Gospel of Luke, it states 72 disciples, and I believe this would have included women.
其实耶稣有很多的门徒，圣经里面讲到耶稣有12个门徒，但是这12个门徒里面他们也有门徒，所以呢，包括所有的有72个门徒，我相信呢，在这72个门徒当中也包括有女人。
How many of you fathers want your son to follow in your footsteps? Can you please raise your hand?
你们做父母亲的，有谁有多少当中的父母亲希望你的儿子或者女儿跟从你的脚步呢？如果有的，你举手吧。
Good. And how many of you mothers want your daughters to be like you and follow in your footsteps?
然后作为母亲的，有多少希望你的女儿跟你的脚步呢？跟你一样呢？
Thank you. You see, we always want to follow someone, either our father or mother or our heroes.
很多时候我们都很想跟随某一个人。譬如说跟随我们的父亲、我们的母亲，或者我们有什么英雄的人物。
To follow Jesus is the most important purpose in our lives.
其实叫我们生命最重要的一个目的就是要跟随耶稣。
Jesus wants his disciples to follow in his footsteps to be like him.
耶稣想他的门徒跟他的脚步跟他一样。
Our word for today is be a disciple of Jesus today.
今天我们要说的主题就是要成为今天成为耶稣的门徒。
In Matthew 28:19, Jesus commanded his disciple to go and make disciples of all nations.
在马太福音28章那里，耶稣命令他的门徒去到去这个世界里，将这个好的消息，这个信息传给万民。
Did you know that Jesus didn't say to go and make Christians? He commanded us to be disciples.
你有留意到耶稣说，不是叫他的门徒，叫其他人作为基督徒，而是他叫他的门徒，让其他人作为他的门徒。
You will see the difference in these next passages.
这些几节里面，经文里面你会看到这个不同的那个意义。
The Gospel of Luke chapters 9 to 10 tells us that Jesus was going toward Jerusalem, perhaps coming to the end of his ministry at Galilee.
其实在路加福音里第九到九章那边说到耶稣往耶路撒冷去，然后快要到的时候。
He was now looking to fulfill the reason he came, which was to die for our sins.
他去那里就是要完成他的使命，就是在要死在十字架上。
While he was on his journey with his disciple toward Jerusalem, he sent a message ahead to prepare a place to rest in the village in Samaria.
他当他去耶路撒冷跟他门徒一起去的时候，他就说了一个发出一个消息，说他要来到一个地方安息。
But unfortunately, they rejected him.
在这个撒玛利亚的地方，但是呢，很不幸的就是这些人拒绝他了。
Despite the rejection, Jesus showed his humility, good character, and his love for the Samaritan people.
虽然这些人拒绝他，但是耶稣还显现出他的谦卑、他的良善、他对这些撒玛利人的爱。
These were people who were hated by the Jews. Jesus still wanted them to receive salvation.
这些撒玛利亚人是犹太人不喜欢的，犹太人看不起他们的。虽然这样子，耶稣还是来到这里，把救恩带给他们。
Jesus was so different from his disciples. Jesus is an excellent example for all disciples.
耶稣他的榜样真的跟他其他的门徒完全不一样。对他们的爱是非常的大。
Our Bible reading in Luke 9:51-62 talks about three men. We will see what areas they needed to be transformed as Jesus' disciples.
在路加福音第九章51-62节那边讲到有三个人物，我们来看到他们需要改变什么来跟随耶稣。
Now turn to Luke in your Bible, Luke 9:57-62.
请大家翻开这个圣经路加福音第九章第51-62节。
Our seven propositions say that all of us are called by Jesus Christ to become His disciples.
我们今天的题目就是讲到，其实我们每一个人就神呼召我们成为他的门徒。
Our main point stated that a disciple must allow Jesus to transform all areas of their life.
成为耶稣的门徒，我们要让耶稣来改变我们生命每一个部分。
Turn to the person on your right and ask, "Are you a disciple of Jesus?"
我请你们对你旁边的坐你旁边的，你问他，你是不是耶稣的门徒呢？
If you are not, Jesus wants you to become His disciple today.
如果你还没做成耶稣的门徒的话，耶稣希望你今天就做回他的门徒。
Well, let's look at man number one in verse 57-58 of your Bible.
我们首先来看 第57到58节，第一个人物。
Perhaps this man heard Jesus' amazing teaching and especially had seen Jesus' powerful miracles.
大概这个人，这个人物，他听到耶稣啊很奇妙的教导，然后他看到耶稣很多的神迹。
Because of his excitement at that time, he offered himself to become Jesus' disciple.
因为他看到这些神的那么伟大的事情，所以呢，他就很兴奋，他要成为耶稣的门徒。
These verses show that he offered to follow Jesus anywhere.
他对耶稣说，我想跟随你，无论你去哪里，我要跟随你。
But he had not really thought about it.
但是其实他还没有想清楚。
Matthew's Gospel tells more about this man that he is a teacher of the law, a scribe.
其实在马太福音有讲到这一个人物，其实他是一个法律士。
A very important man in the Jewish society.
在当时犹太人的社会里面，他是一个有一个很高的地位。
We can tell he was not familiar with what being a disciple of Jesus really meant.
我们可以看到，其实他不晓得，他不懂得，其实做神的门徒是什么意思。
Because Jesus replied saying that he himself had nowhere to rest.
因为我们看到耶稣怎么回答他呢？耶稣说他没有地方可以休息的。
Because he and his disciple has just been rejected by Samaritan village.
因为刚刚耶稣跟他的门徒都被这些撒玛利亚人拒绝了。
His reply in verse 58, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
我们来看到58节，耶稣说什么呢？他说，无里有洞，天上的飞鸟有过，只是人子没有枕头的地方。
This tells us that Jesus refused his offer.
所以我们来看到耶稣拒绝了律师的要跟从耶稣。
Why? I think for a higher person to come to a lower position is hard.
为什么呢？因为我觉得，因为他在社会的地位是那么高，然后让他来降低到这个地位来跟从耶稣是非常的困难。
Because Jesus saw his heart that there was something missing.
因为耶稣看他的心是有一些那个心是不对的。
His mind had not really changed.
因为他虽然要说他说要跟随耶稣，其实他的心还没有预备好的。
He did not understand Jesus and his ministry.
他不了解耶稣他的这个信息。
He didn't understand the difficult situation that Jesus' disciples faced each day.
他还没有了解到要跟随耶稣是不是那么容易的，他们每天就面临到很多的拒绝。
He didn't understand that it is not easy to follow Jesus.
他还没有了解到其实要跟从耶稣是非常难的事情。
This man did not think that Jesus and his disciple would face rejection, even having no place to sleep.
这个他还没有了解到，其实虽然耶稣做了那么多的神迹，其实他们去到每一个地方都受到很多的困难，很多的拒绝，连睡觉的地方都没有了。
Many of us are like this man.
其实，在我们当中，很多都好像这个人一样。
We get excited quickly and jump in without thinking things through.
很多时候我们听到一些事情，我们就很兴奋起来了。
We do not want to be homeless or be rejected.
我们不想我们不想无家可归，我想被拒绝。
But we always want to get everything easy, having an easy life with material possessions.
很多时候我们想到拥有很多的东西，而且有一个很好的生活。
To follow Jesus is costly.
要跟随耶稣其实要我们付代价的。
The first man needed a change of mind.
这个第一个人物，他其实要跟随耶稣，他要改变他的那个思想。
Let's look at man number two in verse 59 to 60.
让我们来看第二个人物，就是第五十九节到六十节。
This man was called by Jesus to become his disciple.
这个人呢，就是耶稣叫他来跟随我吧。
The Gospel of Matthew 18:21 says that this man was one of Jesus' disciples.
在马太福音第十八章二十一节那边说到，其实这个是耶稣其中的一个门徒。
This man was actually called by Jesus, but he was not sure. His decision was not solid.
其实这个人是被耶稣呼召，但是他还没有决定。
This second man was prepared to follow Jesus, but he wanted to do something first.
他是很被耶稣呼召之后，他是很愿意要跟随的，但是他要跟耶稣说，他要首先要做一件事情。
In verse 59, we can see his answer.
在五十九节，我们看到他的答案。
He wants to go first to bury his father, then come and follow Jesus.
他说他要回去埋葬他的父亲，然后才来跟随耶稣。
It's probably, it's probable that his father was not dead at that time.
很可能当时他的父亲还没有死的。
In that culture, the eldest son received a double portion of the father's inheritance.
在那个时代，长子呢是受到他受的遗嘱是两倍的。
We don't know if the father was sick and dying.
所以我们不知道当时他的父亲是不是死了还是在生病呢？
Whatever the situation, the man felt that the most important thing was to him to wait until the father died.Which could take years, and then come and follow Jesus.
那个人他说要回去埋葬他的父亲，意思就是说他要回去等他父亲死，不晓得是要等多少年。
His answer tells us that he did not want to follow at that time because there were other things to do first.
意思他的回答这样子的回答，意思就是说他是愿意跟随耶稣。不过是不是现在叫耶稣在等他他的埋葬了他的父亲，但是时间多少年呢？不知道。
The second man was willing but not ready.
第二个就是这个人，他是很愿意，但是还没有准备好。
He was ready, really saying, "I cannot follow now because I have other things to do first."
其实他这样子的回答，耶稣意思就是说，我要跟随你，不过呢。不是现在，因为现在我有更重要的事情要去做。
We see in his answer his real problem.
所以呢，在他的答案，我们看到他的问题在哪里。
His problem is me first.
他的问题就是说，我要做我要做的事情。
No one can become Jesus' disciple and still keep the self first.
没有一个人可以作为神的耶稣的门徒，如果我们常常是做自己要做自己的事把自己的摆在第一位。
If Christ is Lord, then he must come before our faith on our hopes and plans. For as disciple of Jesus, we must put him first before ourselves.
如果我们真的要作为神的门徒的话，我们要把神摆在第一位。
Today, many believers make all kinds of excuses not to follow Jesus.
今天呢，作为神的门徒的人，很多时候我们都有很多的借口。
Excuses that I am too young.
有些人的借口就是说我太年轻了。
I am too old.
我太老了。
I am not well educated.
我没有很多的学问。
I have a family to take care of.
我要照顾我的家人。
I have to get married first.
我首先要结婚。
I have to get my degree first.
然后我要拿我的学位。
Or I will wait until Jesus appears to me.
或者呢，我要等耶稣亲自的叫我。
We are all called to follow Jesus.
其实我们每一个人都被神呼召作为他的门徒。
And the Holy Spirit will help us. The Holy Spirit also gives everyone talents and gifts to use to do Jesus' work.
其实耶稣呼召我们每个人，那圣灵呢都不断的帮助我们，可以这样子 做他的施工。
In Matthew 6:33, it says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things will be given to you as well."
在马太福音第六章三十三节那边说到，我们首先要寻求神的国度跟他的义，然后其他所有的东西，神都会赐给我们了。
Make your life count for the kingdom of God.
如果你把你的生命啊、作为神的国度，把它放在第一位的时候
，The second man need a change of will.
神就会帮助我们。所以，好像这个第二个人啊、他需要改变他的意志。
Look at now man number three in verse 61-62.
然后我们来看到第三个人物，第61到62节。
The third man was willing to follow Jesus.
第三个人他愿意跟从耶稣。
But was concerned about his family.
但是呢要担心他的家人。
He said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say goodbye to those at my home.
他说我要耶稣我要跟随你，但是你给我先回家跟我家人说再见。
In Luke 10:4, Jesus tells his disciple not to greet anyone on the road.
在主教福音第十章第四节那边说到，耶稣说不要跟啊、在路上的人啊、迎接任何人。
Jesus was suggesting that they not be delayed in their mission.
意思耶稣是说他们有这个使命，他们要赶着去做。
Eastern greetings and farewells often took a long time, perhaps many days or even weeks.
因为在东方里面，当时他们的问候、他们的啊、告别这些啊、通常都要需要很多的时间，很长的时间，大概是几天或者几个星期。
We are at end times, and you are so lucky. You and me are so lucky to be still alive.
其实我们在这个时候就是。很幸福的，我们还可以活着，因为世界已经快尽头了。
I think the danger of this man's situation in going home to say goodbye to his family is that he could change his mind.
这个问题，因为他要回家跟他的家人说再见的时候，然后当他回家，他大概会改变他的主意。
He may never become his a disciple, but even if he did come back.Jesus could see that he had divided affection and would never be dependable.
就算他回家了之后，然后他大概改变主意，不再来跟从耶稣。虽然如果他还没有改变主意的话，还回来跟从耶稣，其实他的精神已经他的感情已经分开了。
In verse 62, Jesus used a metaphor to explain his answer. He said,No one puts his hands on the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God.
在六十二节，耶稣怎么回答呢？他说：“手抚责雷后看的人不配进神的国。”
For a farmer to plow in a straight line, he had to put both hands on the plow and keep looking forward.
这个一个农人他要。就是双手要扶着这个泥，然后不断的在工作。
If he kept looking back, he would plow crooked.
如果呢，他这个不断的向后看的时候，他就没有办法啊、可以进步。
He will not do his job properly.
他就会啊、扭扭斜斜的，不可以完成这个工作。
There is nothing wrong with the third man's request.
其实我们来看这第三个人，他说。我要回家跟我家人说再见，好像听起来没有什么错啊。
But Jesus could see in his words a man with a divided heart.
但是耶稣看到他的心不是完全放在神里面。
He was pulled in two directions. He felt the pull of Jesus on his life, but also the pull of his family and his friends very strong.
耶稣看到他的心是被两个不同的这个力量啊、在拉着。第一就是他要想跟耶稣，但是第二他要想回去他的家人跟他的朋友。
The very fact that this third man wanted to say goodbye to his family shows us that he knew it was going to cost him something to follow Jesus.
但如果他要回去跟他家人说再见的时候，他知道其实跟随耶稣。是要付代价。
He felt the demand of discipleship.
他觉得这个跟随耶稣真的要付他的代价。
Jesus warned him of danger of starting to follow and then longing for his old life.
耶稣就是跟他说不要要跟随耶稣，不要只是往后看，看以前的生活。
Remember the children of Israel?
你还记不记得以色列 他们的孩子吗？
In the book of Exodus, when God brought them out of their life of bondage in Egypt and took them right to the gates of the promised land, they wanted to go back to their old life.
当神拯救这些以色列人从埃及那个王的手上带他们出来这个应许之地的时候，他们竟然说他们要回去这个埃及。
They said, take us back to Egypt. It doesn't matter if we are slaves, as long as we do not die.
这些以色列人说，叫神，你带我们回去埃及吧，我们做你奴隶也好，就是我们不用死就行了。
How easy it is to be half-hearted in our response to the Lord.
所以我们看到我们那么容易的就是半信半疑的来跟随耶稣呢？
Jesus has already taken us from the bondage of sin and says, come to me, to the new life and your faith to put in me and trust in me.
耶稣已经把我们从这个死亡的这个捆绑把我们救出来了，他叫我们来到他的身边，然后迎接这个新的生命。
But we still want to go back to our old life.
但是很多时候我们都想回去我们之前这个旧的生活的方式。
The third man need a change of heart.
所以呢，这第三个人呢，他也需要改变他的心意。
We do not know from the text what happened to these three men.
我们不知道，就是在圣经里面没有说到这三个人后来他们的将来是怎么样呢？他们的结果是怎么样呢？
We are left wondering if they made the response necessary to enable to become Jesus' disciple, or whether they missed the opportunity.
我们不晓得他们有没有他们的反应是怎么样？他们有没有最后有跟随耶稣呢？
We have a lot of examples of good disciples in the Bible.
在圣经里面，我们看到有很多很好的使徒的榜样。
These were real people who submitted themselves to God, and they couldn't do it with their own strength.
这些人都是全心全意的跟随耶稣，而且呢，他们不是用自己的力量去做。
It was God who controlled them. Moses, Joseph, Joshua, David, Paul, and more.
这些都是神帮助他们的，好像我们看到有摩西、大卫、约书亚、保罗，这些都是我们很好的榜样。
These are great example, and my point is that they submitted totally to God.
这些那么好的榜样是为什么？因为他们完全的把自己献给神。
God works through them because of their willingness to submit themselves to be used by Him.
神这样大大的使用他们，因为他们愿意把他们所有的都献上给神。
A disciple must allow Jesus to transform all areas of their life.
成为耶稣的使徒或者门徒，我们要需要让神把我们全部的生命的全部的方面都让神改变。
Area number one.
第一方面呢？
We need to change our mind. We need our mind to be transformed.
首先，我们要让神改变我们的思念。
We need to renew our mind every day.
我们每天都要改变，重新我们的思念，我们的思想。
Train our mind by God's word and ask for God's perspectives instead of our own.
首先，我们每一天要念圣经，这样子我们知道神的意义，不是我们的意义。
Have a positive mind. In the book of Numbers, Joshua faced huge giants in the promised land.
我们要有一个积极的心态，好像在文书记那边说到约书亚，他面对一个很大的挑战。
But he didn't focus on this from his own perspective, but from God's perspective, so he knew the giants could be defeated.
虽然他 面临的那个挑战是那么大，那么的大。但是约书亚没有用他自己的角度去看这个挑战，而是用神的角度。
Area number two, we need our will to be transformed.
第二点，我们要需要改变我们的意念，我们的意念。
We need to deny ourselves and put God first.
首先，我们要否认自己，然后把神放在第一位。
We are always tempted by our human will. Jesus fought this. He prayed three times, asking God if he was there was another solution rather than going onto the cross.
很多时候，我们都把自己的意念摆在前面，然后呢，不愿意跟从神。好像耶稣他三次的祷告。问神说：“我真的要去这个要死在十字架上吗
？”But Jesus said to his father, "But not my will, but your will, Father."
但是耶稣怎么说呢？他对神说：“但不是我的意念，而是你父亲是你的意念。
”Be humble and deny yourself.
我们要谦卑的在神面前要否认自己。
God must always be first in our lives.
神。永远都是要把在我们生命的第一位。
Remember Mordecai in the book of Esther?
有没有记得在以斯帖记当中呢
？He was a humble servant and always put God first, and God remembered him and exalted him.
他是一个非常谦卑的仆人，他完全的把神摆在第一位，然后神呢就高举他了。
Area number three, we need our heart to be transformed.
第三方面呢，我们要改变我们的心。
The main center of a person is the heart.
一个人最重要的那个地方就是我们的心。
We are spiritual beings.
因为我们是有心灵的。
Believe with all your heart, be wholehearted.
我们要全心全意的去相信。
We also need to surrender our heart to God.
我们要把我们的心完全的交托给神。
A disciple is the one who loves God and loves his neighbor as he loves himself.
作为神的门徒是一个爱上帝的人，爱他的邻居，好像爱自己一样。
I became a disciple of Jesus on the 5th of April 1990.
在1990年4月1号，我成为耶稣的门徒。
And I tell you what kept me going as a disciple was to keep studying God's word.
我怎么样一直可以跟随神那么久了？因为我就是跟从他的话，我每天都是念他的圣经。
I have so many ups and downs, so many trials in my life.
跟随耶稣，我曾经遇过很多的风风雨雨，很多的考验。
I nearly gave up many times, but I found God was so faithful in His promise to me that He will never leave or forsake me.
我经过那么多的考验，甚至我想放弃了很多的事，很多次我都想放弃了。但是我告诉你，神是信实的，他一直的没有放弃我。
You will never do this discipleship journey alone because the Holy Spirit is living in us.
其实神永远不会放弃你，而且你不是一个人走在这个路，是神他的圣灵不断的带领着你。
If I can give you one piece of advice about being a disciple,
如果我要给你一个意念的话。
Never give up, because God will never give up on you.
我给你这个建议就是不要放弃，因为神永远永远不会放弃你的。
Because of God's calling on my life and His faithfulness, I became the principal of the Wellington Pacific Bible College 13 years ago.
因为神的呼召，我就跟从了他的呼召，所以13年前呢，我就成为Wellington 这个太平洋圣经学院的校长。
And we teach the Bible in 6 languages, including Mandarin language.
我们在这个圣经学院里教导这个圣经，用6种不同的原语教的，包括国语。
The aim of the college is to equip students to become better disciples.
我们这个学院呢，就是希望可以教导啊、更多的人学神啊、神的他的教训，让我们成为更好的门徒。
See me afterward if you want to know more about the college.
如果你想对这个啊、学圣经有兴趣的话，啊、散会之后啊、我很欢迎你们来跟我谈。
To sum up my message.
啊、就是讲到今天的这个啊、总结的信息。
Full surrender and have a childlike faith.
我们要完全的献上给神，然后我们的信心好像一个小孩子的信心。
To grow in discipleship and move forward in God's purpose for our lives, we must surrender to Jesus every areas of our lives every day.
如果我们真的要做一个、有效很好的一个、好的使徒，我们要把我们生命全部的部分都要投靠给神。
Surrender our mind, our will, and our heart to the Lord.
我们要把我们的心意、信念、我们的心全部的献上给他。
Full surrender is not a once only decision that we make.
我们献上给神不是只是一生做一次。
It must be a daily continuing submission to Jesus and being obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们是要每一天都把我们所有的献上，每一天都跟神有这样子的这个关系。
Finally,
最后
how do we do this surrender thing?
我们怎么样把全部的我们所有的献上呢？
Five words to remember, and they all start with letter P in English.
有五个字，我想大家记得这五个字。这五个字是、英文都是用这个 P 字头开始的。
P for promise。
P for promise 就是这个 P 就是说到、应许。
Stand in the promises of God every day。
每一天我们要都记着神给我们的应许。
The second P is prayer。
第二个 P 就是祷告。
Pray every day and be a person of prayer.
我们每天都要祷告，而且做一个祷告的勇士。
The third P is for praise. Whatever your circumstances, keep on praising God.
第三个 P 呢，就是赞美。无论你的情况是怎么样困难，你要不断的赞美神。
The fourth P is to practice. Practice your gifts and talents in the church.
第四个 P 就是学习，我们要练习，我们要把我们的才能在教会里面练习出来。
And the last or the fifth P is to perform. Perform all this with love.
第五个 P 呢，就是我们要行出来，我们要把所有我们学习到的都行出来，用爱来行出来。
So remember.
所以呢，记得
P for promises，
第一个 P 就是应许
，prayer，
祷告
，praise，
赞美
，practice，
练习
，and perform，
然后呢，行。
Sisters and brothers in Christ，
教会的啊、姊妹弟兄
，become a disciple of Jesus today。
我想你们今天成为耶稣的门徒
，and surrender all to Him。
把你们所有的全部的都交上给神。
And I believe that you will be blessed.
我相信如果你这样子做的时候，神会大大的赐福给你。
May God richly bless you. Amen.
愿神祝福你跟保佑你。阿门。